Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Kuf Kaf Dalet, Psalm 124. Another Shir Hamalot. Shir Hamalot to David. Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Yomar Na Yisrael. Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Nukum Aleinu Adam. A song of Maalot of David. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side or who was with us, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then azai chayim blaunu b'charut apam banu, azai hamayim shtafunu nechala avar al nafshenu, azai avar al nafshenu hamayim hazedonim. Then they would have swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Baruch Adonai shelo netananu teref lishinehem. Blessed is the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Nafshenu kitzipor nimlatab mipach yokshim, hapach nishpar v'anachnu nimlatnu. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we've escaped. Ezreinu v'shem Adonai, oseh shemayim v'aretz. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. As opposed to the previous psalm, where even though it was in a state of ma'alot, it nevertheless expressed dark and desperate emotions without the notion of God's salvation, this psalm begins with the word lulei, were it not for God, which frames the entire story differently. Instead of calling out desperately and struggling to find any silver lining and ending with the word contempt, booze, this psalm begins with God and ends with God. Everything in between can be dealt with, as long as the framework of God is God's providence and blessing. The first lulei reminds me of its prominent place in Psalm 27, in which he says, lulei amanti lirot b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chaim. If not for all these difficult things, I would have believed to see the good of God in the land of the living. There, I explained, it represented a concluding, sobering feeling of the psalmist's part as he was suffering with enemies all around him. Here, the lulei has the opposite effect. God is the subject of the lulei. The first three verses, two of which set up the lulei, culminate with the point in verse 3, which says, "Azai chayim blaunu," they would have swallowed us up alive. Verse 4 repeats the exclamation, starting with the word azai, and verse 5, the same. This is a way to express your difficult situation, indeed, dire straits, while at the same time framing it in a positive, God-affirming way. As for the word azai, Radak simply says that in biblical poetry, you add certain letters for poetic addition. This is adding a yud to the word az, meaning then. But the then is pregnant with pathos. Then, were it not for God, we would have been eaten up alive. Then, we would have been swept away by the waters. Then, the cruel torrential waters would have consumed our soul. In verse 5, the word zedonim is used to describe the consuming waters. Radak says it means evil and cruel waters. The metaphor of the waters repeated in verses 4 and 5 speak to the feeling of suffocation or overwhelming. The psalmist expresses that without God's salvation, there was concern for their physical and spiritual survival. Malbim makes reference to rejection of religion, which might have been confronting them at the time. The final three verses, however, represent the transition from calamity to profound praise and blessings to God. The first of these three verses blesses God, but reminds us of the near destruction by using the words teref lishinehem, pray to their teeth. The first time the word teref appears, it's a reference to the dastardly act of the brothers selling Joseph and convincing their father that he was eaten as prey, Tarof, Taraf, Yosef. The word Shinehem reminds me of the children of Israel who were killed by God when complaining for meat and received it to the point when it killed them. The phrase together perhaps is a reminder of the terrible situation in which they might have been partially complicit. The seventh verse, another Ma'alah, speaks more positively, poetically speaking of the soul soaring like a bird out of the snare, for the trap is broken and we escaped. Sforno, always contextualizing for us, says it refers to the stage of redemption where there is an ingathering of exiles because the trap is broken, meaning the nations controlling us and preventing us from returning to the land have been destroyed. The final verse, Azreinu b'shem Hashem, our help is in the name of God, brings the ma'ala to a crescendo as it speaks only positively about God's help in their lives. Note that the entire psalm is in a collective voice, as opposed to Psalm 123, which began as an individual call and then switched to the plural. Here, framed in God's help, the psalmist concludes with the name of God with which he began. Twice in the first two verses, he speaks of Hashem Shehaya Lanu, God that was with us. And with that, he was able to speak of the troubling times he withstood because of God's providence. In the final verse, he simply confirms God's support and hails the name of God as his help. Hirsch puts it well when he says, with the recognition of the name of God and the knowledge that he is the salvation of Israel's future and humanity's, we can encapsulate the essence of our patience during all our crises. For God is not only the primordial God existing before all others, but the eternal God who continues to watch over the world. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth.